He's giving me my instructions for this afternoon, so I'll be as brief as I possibly can. Minister, always great to see you. Acting Secretary, congratulations on your appointment. And ABTC Executive Country Director, Ms. Renee Archer, thank you for everything you've done. But most importantly, graduates, their family members, well done to all of you. I know many of you have had to juggle not only family commitments and community commitments, but your study and in some cases work as well. The fact that you're here today and have graduated successfully is a reflection on not only your dedication, but your resilience. And I think that augurs very well for your professional future. Good luck to all of you. As we know, today's the final cohort graduating from APTC. APTC started in 2007, and in the 18 years that have passed, has graduated some 25,000 people across the Pacific and 4,500 in Papua New Guinea. And although APTC is concluding at the end of the month, our commitment to partnering with Papua New Guinea to strengthen TVET is not. And we're committed to working with your government minister to improve outcomes in the TVET sector and to grow the number of skilled workers so that PNG can seize the opportunities domestically and internationally. And over coming months, working closely with Papua New Guinea, we'll be launching two new skills programs, which are reflective of Papua New Guinea's priorities. Upskilling the next generation of young Papua New Guineans not only furthers the aspirations of those individuals, but it's fundamental to promoting sustainable development and to seizing Papua New Guinea's exciting future. At this last graduation, I'd like to thank all of the APTC team, not only here in Papua New Guinea, but across the Pacific and in Timor-Leste. Thank you for your dedication, your professionalism, and your commitment to your students. In closing, congratulations again to the graduating cohort. I wish you all the best in your future endeavours, and I look forward to hearing about the contributions you've made to your families, your communities, and ultimately to this wonderful country. God bless you all.